Hope all of you are having a good week. It's good to be together on this Wednesday to have time to study the Word. And as we reflect upon a few verses here in our devotional period, we'll begin by looking at some things written by the psalmist in the 20th Psalm, said to be a Psalm of David. There are many occasions that we read of in the Scriptures where God's people were faced with enemies. Sometimes they were outnumbered tremendously. They would face these massive armies. And this was the case one time during the period of the Judges when Gideon was called upon to lead God's people. And there were those who were encouraged to come forth if you wanted to participate. Anyone who was afraid, just go on home. But God brought the number down to a final number of 300 to face these massive armies. And the point of it all was to make sure that God's people understood that the success that they had, that the victory that they would enjoy, was not by their own power, and it was not by their own might, but that it was God who delivered them and God who was with them to give them that victory. Sometimes God's people would want to number the army. There's maybe a feeling of security. How many do we have? How many people do we have? You know, so when you start to do something like that, then that's when the heart is drifting away from the truth that numbers don't matter. When it comes to the Lord and what He is able to do, that's irrelevant. Our trust is to be in God, not in the numbers as David sought to number the army on one occasion, even against the advice of his leading men. But here in the 20th Psalm, verse 7, it says, "Some trust in chariots and some in horses, but we will remember the name of the Lord our God." This is what all of God's people have to develop in the heart, and that is a complete reliance upon God, no matter what the physical securities that are typically trusted in may be like in our lives, because those things really don't amount to anything. In this case, he talks about chariots. Well, chariots were the fighter jets of their day. Those were the equipment pieces that, man, if you've got a good army, you've got your chariots, you've got your horsemen, and that gives you a huge advantage militarily. But the advantage God wanted His people to understand was that He had told them, "I will be with you. I will fight for you." And the belief that He wanted them to have within their hearts that, yes, God said that, we are convinced that that is true, and therefore, we're going to go with courage to face the enemy. Some trusted in horses, but then we remember the name of the Lord our God. God's name represents His identity, who He is, the God of the universe, the God who created everything, the God with all power, the God who had spoken promises to them, the God who had demonstrated that He fulfills His word. This is the God that they needed to trust in. God so many times sought to bring that lesson home to His people over and over again. And it's no different today. We need to remember to place our trust in our Creator. And so when God tells His people, as in Matthew chapter 6, verses 25 and following, He says, you know, don't worry. Don't worry about the things that people often worry, concerned about in this life. What you're going to eat and drink, your body, what you're going to put on. Is not the life more than food and the body more than clothing? And then He goes into talking about the birds of the air. He talks about the lilies of the flowers of the field. And if, verse 30, God so clothes the grass of the field, which today is and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, will He not much more clothe you, O you of little faith? So here Jesus is saying, don't fret. Don't be concerned overly with the things materially of this life that are necessary, that you have need of. God will provide for you. What we should understand from that, though, is not that God doesn't want us to take any actions to provide for ourselves, that we don't have to do anything, we just sit back and God's going to do it all. If we were to lose, because of some natural disaster, the ability to go to, you know, Walmart or Kroger and buy food, because, you know, there was some disaster, everybody bought it all up. Do you have the ability to survive for several weeks without all of that? Well, maybe, maybe not. It would be a good idea sometimes for us to prepare, lay by some things. But do we trust when we lay by, whether it's money, whether it's food, whether it's anything, when we develop that to fall back on, is our mind going to security? I feel security because I have these things. Or are we secure always because we have our God? In other words, God doesn't want His people not to prepare or not to protect self or do any of those things that can help provide for our physical needs, our security, whatever it may be. But even having those things, He says, realize that your true source of security, your true source of having the provisions that you need is in God. Jesus there in Matthew chapter 6, as He says in verse 31, "Therefore do not worry, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear? For after all these things the Gentiles seek, for your heavenly Father knows that you need all these things. But seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Therefore do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about its own things. Sufficient for the day is its own trouble." So don't fret. If you can prepare, if you're able to provide some food in your pantry and lay it up for bad times, good. If you want to get your concealed carry just in case someone might do something harmful to you, fine, go ahead and do that. But our trust and our security is always in God. Remember the words that we find in Isaiah chapter 31, verse 1. "Woe to those who go down to Egypt for help, who rely on horses, who trust in chariots because they are many, and in horsemen because they're very strong, but who do not look to the Holy One of Israel, nor seek the Lord." God didn't have any problem with His people having weapons, having plans, having strategies, whatever it may be, but He wanted their hearts to always place trust in God. The danger sometimes of having things can be if we forget the real security and its source, that is God. Have those things, God says. Nothing wrong with them. But remember to trust in Him and to do good and to share. If we have things, when hard times come, remember those who have not. Help people who are in need. When we seek to provide security for ourselves and for our family, if we're going to protect, let's protect our family, but help others who may be in danger as well. But remember, as we are God's people, the One who provides for us, who gives us the true security that can never be taken away, is our God. Because no matter what men may do to the body, even if we were to have to lay down our lives for the Lord, we know that we have a security that reaches beyond the physical. And that is the spiritual man. This body will one day die no matter what we do. But we have a promise from God that when the body is laid to rest, the soul that departed from the body at death can and will go to be in a place of comfort and rest and will await the judgment. And at the judgment, after we have passed on, all souls on that day will be called forth. Those who've done good to the resurrection of life, and those who've done evil to eternal damnation, the Bible says. The choice is ours. And the security that God offers us that is lasting forever is through His Son, Jesus Christ. The blood that was shed by the One who came from heaven, put on flesh, and willingly laid down His life has made possible our redemption. Sin is something we're powerless to deal with. But Christ, through His blood, has made possible justification, forgiveness. And if we turn to Him in faith, acknowledging our belief in Jesus Christ, turning from our sinful ways, confessing our faith in Jesus and being baptized, immersed for the remission of our sins, God will then remove all sin, place us in His family. We are made heirs of all the wonderful promises that await us and beautiful things that we cannot even imagine that God has in store for His people. Do you have that hope tonight? If not, you can obey the gospel. Do those things and be saved from your sins. If you're already a Christian, are you walking with the Lord faithfully? Is your trust in Him? And do you abide in Him as one who walks continually in the light? If you need to come home, if we can help you tonight, we encourage you to come as we stand and as we sing.